Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Wherever you are throughout the world, I hope you are having a good day, night, afternoon, evening. As Adonis always says, good morning, because it's morning here in the U.S., but I know it's noon in other places in the evening and nighttime, and I appreciate those of you that take the time out to listen, if it's during tea time or dinner time or breakfast time and coffee time. Coffee time is all the time, right, and wine time, at least with many of my friends, coffee or wine or both. That's what, and champagne, that's what life is all about. But today's topic is about eating clean, and pretty much when the show was previously on regularly before the hiatus, and then this past year been doing little test shows and sample shows, and thank you all for your feedback, letting me know that you really want to see you want to see the show come back full fledged, scheduled and all. So we're pretty much back on track. So we'll be adding all the awesome music that you guys have been sending me to the playlist, and we'll be including music pretty much probably this weekend. You will hear, oh my gosh, I have been listening to so much awesome music and networking with, not only fellow entrepreneurs and creative artists, but awesome musicians, from underground artists to mainstream artists. So thank you all on all levels. And those are states, some are mainstream, but you know what? They're still true to their roots. Still underground is I don't know what. So big shout out to those artists that remain true to the game. But you can send your emails to CultureShock, CultureShock@yahoo.com. And many of you, contact me through social media anyway, on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. And, of course, if you don't have a blogtalkradio.com profile, definitely create that. I have shared today's show, have invited many. So many of you that are experts, and when I say experts, not like, I would love my fitness training and health gurus to call in, but those of you that are leading a successful life, as in living clean and eating clean, I have, all my life I have known how, that's how my mother raised us and family raised us, on eating clean, here in the Deep South, eating clean, eating the importance of eating fruit and vegetables, and of course those that have educated me throughout my life, just like many of you. Many of us know how to eat clean, but it's so much funner to eat dirty, right? I know, we have our guilty pleasures. My guilty pleasure is chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. I mean, not one scoop, but the whole thing. But it is important for us to have, to eat clean and to eat healthy, and not just in preparation. I know some people that eat clean and focus on losing maybe 10, 20 pounds so they can just overdo it for the holidays. But I'm sure there is a way for us to eat clean and live a healthy lifestyle just throughout the life, and at the same time enjoy those foods that, as long as we do it in moderation, that make us very, very, very happy. But the healthy, clean food can make us happy also. You can call in also to share your insight, 646-787-1578, and you can chat with me also. Pretty much this is like a 101, class 101 on eating clean to start the conversation, because we'll be talking about this throughout the show. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, and living a healthy life is all about lifestyle and and so on. You know, of course, we can have shows and talk about our favorite guilty pleasures and junk food and so on. But, you know, I know many of us are also preparing for the new year. And I know some, why not start today? Some people are probably saying, well, I'll start at the new year. But maybe you can start back eating clean or start eating clean if it's your first time. Just adding a little bit more fruits and vegetables or reading your labels and just a little step at a time. Just like some of my friends that are vegans, you know, they try to tell me it's not that hard, you know. You can become vegan. You know, I have in the past I was raised pretty much eating lean meat and fruits and vegetables. And that's pretty much how we're educated on eating properly, right? Proteins, that's something that my mother's doctors and home health nurses stressed, the importance of protein. And that's something that I know when I was a skinny mini and trying to gain weight, protein was important. When I became obese, BMI of 136, protein is important. Right now, having to lost the weight and, you know, and still and working on, I guess I still would like to lose more weight because I'm to be honest, since I've been back in Mississippi, I've probably gained about 8 pounds. And my goal has pretty much been to, you know, I'm wearing like maybe size medium, 6'8", so on. But my goal is to be like a perfect stick, a perfect, you know, you can't be a perfect anything nowadays the way labels are, size and clothes. But, you know, I have my comfortability of what I would like to be and so on, what comfort level I would like to be with my health, not just appearance-wise, but what's going on inside and what I'm putting in my body, not just by the outside. And, you know, recently on Instagram I shared a picture when I was 196 just a few years ago, bumping right at 200. I'm 5'2.5", so, you know. I mean, if I could be that at a healthy and be healthy, but no way. But I have also been 5'3 and weigh a buck or two, and that's not healthy either. But it's all about, we know, and our medical professionals know how to advise us, but we can do our best to eat healthy, and sometimes we think it's more cost-effective to buy junk food and food that's not healthy. And sometimes we have to get on our market, on the marketplaces that we shop at too. And I do know that sometimes it's not easy to get to eat clean because maybe it's not available. Like I'm in an agricultural state and always go back and forth into Texas and agricultural areas. But I am aware that there are some areas that it's not easy to really get the proper vegetables and fruits and so on. And it's something that we continue to work on. That's something that I really loved about a former First Lady, Michelle Obama, how she stressed the importance of eating healthy. She visited the city of Jackson a couple times in support of that and educating others, adults and kids, the importance of eating healthy and getting an adequate amount of daily exercise. What is it, like 30 minutes for adults and like maybe, what, an hour for kids? Is that right? But pretty much this is eating clean 101. And I'm just trying to get my screen back on. My they re-enter my password so my studio can come back up in case any of you decide to call and share your insight. Because I also invited members of healthy eating groups that I am a part of on Facebook, and maybe some of the members will call in, or maybe as the conversation continues throughout the season, will call in and share their insight. But I am looking at a cute little book that I bought at Books A Million a couple months ago, and it is from Prevention Guide, and it's called Eat Clean, and it's a cute little tiny book, but it is so informative. So if you get this prevention subscription, or you know, or go to their website or go to your local bookstore. I purchased this one at Books a Million. It's called Prevention Guide: Eat Clean, Less Processed, More Healthy. And they have different ways that we can eat cleaner and maintain our ideal weight also. And some of the articles that are advertised on the cover are Lose That Belly Fat Without Dieting, Feel Your Best Ever, Less Inflammation, Stronger Immune System, Meals You Can Trust and Love, from burrito bowls to banana coconut pancakes, avocado toast, and just good, healthy, yummy recipes. But something that caught my attention in this book to start this conversation of Eating Clean 101. Chapter 1 is entitled The Benefits of Eating Clean. And the article is written by Paula Vital. And under the benefits of eating clean, she states that consuming a diet free of processed foods and unnecessary harmful ingredients is the best way to have a healthier, slimmer body. So you can start the day, you know, why put it off? And I'm just going to read like little excerpts from this article. When you commit to eating mostly toxin-free whole foods, wonderful things start to happen. You will likely lose weight, your skin will be clearer, and your hair fuller. You feel stronger and sleep better at night. And I know that from experience, just throughout my whole life, and also recently, after losing so much weight and being a skincare expert since I was a kid, I mean, it is so true. It's important to drink that HT2O, but also what we put in our body, you know, eating and our vitamin intake. That's something that my mother's home health nurses have been talking about also, as in healing, the like zinc, magnesium, and we know vitamin C, but zinc and magnesium, those are important vitamins that help with our body healing process. So those are really, really important to take outside of your whatever multivitamins that you take for whatever age group you're in, you know, from a young kid, young adult, or senior adult. Other vitamins that, and I've always loved B12, but healing vitamins are magnesium and vitamin C and zinc and so on. So, and I think we all are going through a healing process, if we know it or not. But especially if you're going through a healing process, it's important. And I've heard, I mean, medical professionals are telling me the importance of those vitamins in the healing process, and for the healing process to speed up to, and so on. But it goes on to say that you will likely lose weight, your skin will be clearer and your hair fuller, you'll feel stronger and sleep better at night. You have more energy to exercise and do the things you love, and that's just the beginning. Eating more whole foods and less processed junk has been linked to improved digestion, lower blood pressure, healthier cholesterol levels, better mental health, and even mental clarity. Right, you know, you just can think better, you know. Eating clean can help you prevent disease as well as treat chronic illnesses that you may already be struggling with. After years of filling your body with toxins, trans fats, salt, sugar, and high fructose corn syrup, changing to a diet full of clean foods will likely result in increased energy and overall feelings of improved health. Here are some ways clean eating can put you on the road to wellness. It helps keep you slim. According to the CDC, more than one-third of adults, are 78.6 million Americans, are obese. Like I said, if you had told me I would become obese, I would not have believed you. Even a lot of people didn't believe I would be obese. But then some people said, you would tell me, when you reach 30 or 40, your metabolism changes and so on. But I think mine came from, you know, being emotional. Like Janet Jackson was talking about emotional eating and so on. And so I wanted to gain weight, but then it just got out of hand and so on. So then I had the worst time getting it off. But it's good that I'm glad that I experienced that. I know how it feels on both ends. I know how it feels to want to gain weight, to need to gain weight, to take the weight gain, to visit. I lived in GNC a time in my life trying to gain weight. And then I'm like, oh, my God, I'm right at 200 pounds, 196 BMI. My doctor, Dr. McMillian had been my doctor, but Dr. Sullivan at the Baptist, Dr. McMillian was my doctor when I was pregnant with my son, with my first husband back in 88. But so big shout out to Dr. Beverly McMillan and Dr. Frieda Bush, but also Dr. Barbary Sullivan, who I definitely need to reschedule a physical with. And a big shout out to all my mother's medical team also, come to think of it, and everybody out there that's taking care of us. I have care, and that's a whole other topic, right? We have to talk about healthy eating, health care. Everything goes hand in hand. But I posted a poster that was very interesting to me that I had shared maybe a couple of years ago, recently on Instagram and throughout Twitter and Facebook. Don't mean to I'm not changing the subject, but it states, healthcare starts in the kitchen, not in Washington. So it's important what we do also and what we consume. And, yes, sometimes we think, well, the junk food is cheaper than the healthier food. Is that really true, though? Sometimes we can find better deals. Sometimes at grocery stores, there's 10 for 10 frozen vegetables. You know, a bag of frozen vegetables, 10 for 10. That's a dollar a bag. You know, a dollar a bag frozen vegetables you can put in your freezer. You know, so it all depends on what you're talking about when it comes to, oh, well, junk food is always more better accessible or cheaper. You know, is that really the case? So, you know, that we have to ask ourselves. I'm not asking you that, really, because I'm not getting all in your business. But those are questions that we ask ourselves regarding our health, because that the way we live and the way we eat does determine our health. So it states that obese, 78.6 million Americans are obese. Obesity. Okay, just making sure you can still hear me. I have my studio screen back up, and if you do want to call, it's 646-787-1578, because I like to hear from those that educate us also and those that want to share their tips. But obesity-related conditions include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and most cancers. The good news, many of these conditions are preventable, even reversible, by eating a diet of clean foods. And what's amazing, it's good that some companies have wellness programs for their employees, and you know, even have gyms and so on. So that's amazing. I've worked for companies like that that really care about the health, and companies that I have interacted with that really care about their employees and customers. Consuming mostly whole foods means you'll take in significantly fewer calories than you would on a diet of processed foods. Whole foods are also more nutrient dense, which means they have more nutrients per calorie. For example, for the 30 calories in one cup of broccoli, you're getting a mega dose of fiber, beta carotene, vitamin C and B6, potassium, antioxidants, and phytochemicals, healthy plant compounds. I hope I pronounced that right. On the other hand, if you eat an energy-dense food, one that is high in calories and low in vitamins and minerals, you get a lot less nutrition for a lot more calories. Not to mention when you eat many processed and packaged foods, you're also being ingesting preservatives, artificial sweeteners, chemicals from packaging, and pesticides that can mess with your hormones to stimulate appetite and slow metabolism. Eating more nutrient-dense whole foods that are full of vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, and antioxidants will help crush cravings, rev up a slow metabolism, and trigger weight loss without feelings of hunger or deprivation. In fact, many people have a slower than optimal metabolism because they're low in essential nutrients such as magnesium, calcium, potassium, vitamin D, iron, and fiber. So when your body starts to regularly receive the right foods, your hunger signals and metabolism will respond accordingly. In addition to your body knowing it's receiving the nutrients it needs, the fiber, protein, and water found in clean foods help you feel full faster. I use the fiber, you know, one of those powder fibers. I use the Walmart brand fiber, you know, and I put it in my beverages. Perhaps one of the most positive benefits of clean eating is that you can eat more and more frequently without the negative results you'll get from eating processed foods. There's no dieting, starvation, or hunger strikes here. You can eat healthful foods whenever you want to and still lose weight. So it also states in this article on the side, 58 of the percentage by which you risk of depression increases with a diet full of processed and sugar-heavy foods. That's weird because we go to foods with heavy sugar when we're, like, sad or feeling a certain way, don't we? But then, on the other hand, I want to say on the same hand, it can cause depression when we go to those go-to foods high in sugar. It makes us even sadder when we think we're really, you know, it's making us feel better, you know. But it goes on to say that also to eat clean, it reduces inflammation. Sure, some inflammation is good. The acute kind is a form of self-protection. Your body's immune system responds to cut or pathogens entering your body. However, chronic inflammation, the result of never-ending stress, being overweight, or a diet high in inflammatory sugar, trans fats, and various toxins, means that your body is constantly producing immune cells, which can damage the body. This inflammation has been associated with an increased risk of arthritis, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, and cancer. But while the wrong diet promotes excessive inflammation, a diet rich in clean foods can help reduce it and its harmful effects on your body. It boosts your immune system. Clean foods can give your immune system a powerful boost with an infusion of vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals. Naturally occurring chemical compounds in plant-based foods that are responsible for things like the vibrant color of blueberries and the pungent aroma of garlic. Together, these nutrients help halt cell damage and inflammation and support your immune system by creating T cells, macrophages, and lymphocytes? Yeah. the white blood cells that act as your body's first line of defense against disease. It helps you to avoid scary allergic reactions, clean eating does. A clean diet might just save your life or at least save you a whole lot of discomfort if you suffer from food allergy or sensitivity, which many do, right? Serious allergies to nuts, fish, soy, dairy are on the rise. Definitely. I mean, so I know when I was working at a restaurant at Cha-Cha Casinos in Durant, Oklahoma, I mean, if there were vegan customers, then there were people that are, you know, it's important that they know certain foods were not in their meal. I mean, if they were vegan, they won't know type of product that they don't supposed to eat in their product, in their food. And if they're allergic to something, I mean, you know, that's serious. A person's health is serious business. If you're in your own kitchen, if you're out eating at a restaurant, if you work at a restaurant, it's important to listen to your customers. It's important to listen to your guests. It's important, like, if you're having a dinner party, so, you know, I know we all are supposed to have fun, but it's important for you to let people know things, you know, really. You know, sometimes people will accommodate their menu for the guests that are, no one wants anyone to get sick, you know, from an allergic reaction from anything. But, yeah, so many people are, you know, are allergic or have certain sensitivities towards certain foods. And so it goes on to say that along with sensitivities to gluten, and these food triggers can end up in places you never expect them. Soy can be found in vegetable broth and chocolate bars. Gluten can be found in salad dressing, and dairy can be found in seasoned chips, crackers, and popcorn. With whole foods, however, you know exactly what you're getting, so there's no need to pour over food labels. And an orange is an orange, an apple is an apple, and your kale certainly doesn't contain peanuts. Of course, you still need to be, kale is one of my sister's favorites. Of course, you still need to be label savvy with any packaged food, even if it's a relatively clean one. So read your ingredient list. That's what I really want to get to, the reading labels. Read your ingredient list and be on the lookout for allergy warnings, which have to be listed if a product contains one of the 8 major food allergens. Milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, and soybeans. It gives you a glow. Ever hear that old myth about chocolate, a pizza making you sprout pimples? Well, there might be something to the food-skin connection after all, and this is one of my favorite topics. I have considered myself a skincare expert since I was a little girl in grade school, maybe before, and that is so important. Well, there might be something in the food-skin connection after all. Well, processed foods don't necessarily cause acne or other skin conditions. They can make an existing condition worse. Foods containing high amounts of sodium and trans fats can cause an increase in sebum production, which can clog pores and may lead to acne. Clean eating, on the other hand, minimizes exposure to these skin-sabotaging foods. But the beautifying perks of good food go beyond clearing up a few zits. Worried about wrinkles? Let fruit be the face cream. Powerful phytochemicals to produce help combat skin damage and free radicals that contribute to tired and dull-looking skin. Want lush hair? Better carotene, iron, zinc, vitamin C, and B vitamins. Abundant in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts are good for your scalp and can strengthen your hair. And those that take care of our skin and take care of our hair, you know, haven't you noticed they ask you questions? And sometimes, because they can see, our body I loving skin since I was a little kid, I can pretty much look at a person and know pretty much, okay, they need water, they need more vegetables, they need more fruit. They need to do something from the inside out to really get, they can really get the best out of their skin. We definitely have to always drink that water. Iron actually strengthens hair follicles by infusing them with oxygen, and the same nutrients that liven up your locks can build strong, healthy nails that are pretty even without polish. It makes you happy. After a few weeks of eating clean, you may find yourself feeling happier and healthier, most definitely, right? And having fewer dips in energy, right? Really. And in the future, we're going to be talking more, and I can't wait to have experts call in. And when I say experts, those of us every day that live our everyday lives from the experts, it'd probably be a good idea for me to invite some of the writers from this informative little book also, because this is an amazing book. I'm telling you, you should pick up this book and recommend it to your clients too, some of you that are working with clients. I mean, sometimes we feel sluggish if we're not eating clean, if we're just eating our favorite junk food, right? And exhausted, like I have felt lately. But also that goes into, it's good to detox. So a detox that I have been in love with for the past year has been J-Lo's Body Lab. No joke. Some of you know how much I love that. Look, remember the cabbage soup diet from 20, 30 years ago. I still love this cabbage diet. But, cause, I mean, I like cabbage, though, you know. Like, my sister likes kale. My mother loves greens. But Jennifer Lopez's Body Lab, it is just an amazing, and I'm not endorsing. I'm really a customer of her Body Lab. And I really love that detox system of hers called Body Lab. I mean, it is amazing. So if you have not checked it out, check it out. If you have and you love it like I do, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Exactly. So it's good for, you know, men and women, Jennifer Lopez's Body Lab. But back to making you happy, the vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals in fruits, veggies, and other whole foods help cells do their job, so your body can operate more efficiently. In fact, one study found that people who eat 7 or more servings of produce a day are happier and have better mental health. Mental health is an issue, isn't it? So you just need to eat healthier. And eating complex carbohydrates and whole grains, as well as lean proteins and healthy fats. Healthy fats keeps your blood sugar level and keeps you satisfied for longer periods of time. So you can resist the temptation of a mid-afternoon cookie or coffee pick-me-up. Wait a second. Like, some of us are like, okay, no, we love our cookies and our coffee, right? Yeah. Okay. So, Susan eats. The following foods in particular are anti-inflammatory powerhouses. Spices and herbs. Oh, I love spices and herbs. My sister and I both, but, you know, we love spices and herbs. I cooked pork chop last night, and of the way I spiced it and mixed onion mix to make the gravy, oh, my God. I mean, fantastic. So delicious, so lean, so fabulous. But herbs and spices like basil, rosemary, thyme, oregano, turmeric, that's how you pronounce it, right? Turmeric? peppercorns, ginger, and cinnamon are loaded with antioxidants that have been found. I need to drink some water. I have cotton mouth a little bit, so please excuse me. That have even been found to reduce, and I laugh at myself, to reduce pro-inflammatory compounds that build up on meat during grilling. Ginger and turmeric have also been linked to joint pain relief. Add them to a marinade, dressing, spice rubs, and teas for a dose of health and flavor. And speaking of eating healthy, I was watching Dr. Oz earlier this week, and, you know, they had like a whole segment about eating healthy at restaurants, since I had mentioned restaurant, eating out at restaurants. You know, so many of our favorite restaurants have healthier versions of their meals offered. Then there's soy. Soy can reduce the inflammation marker C-reactive protein, which is linked to cardiovascular disease. Unless you have an allergy or intolerance to soy, incorporate clean sources of such as tempeh or edamame into your diet. Cold water fish, salmon, which I love. Black cod, sardines, and anchovies are full of anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids. One of my favorite restaurants here in the Jackson, Mississippi area, the Med Grill, where I ate my birthday meal. Oh, my God, that is what his menu is all about, delicious, healthy Mediterranean food, rich in omega-3. Fatty acids, exactly. So, plus salmon's rosy pink color comes from carotenoids, which also have anti-inflammatory properties. Then there's sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are high in vitamin C and E, and the carotenoids alpha and beta carotene, all of which reduce inflammation and promote healthy, vibrant skin. Then there's walnuts. Walnuts contain alpha linolenic acid, an omega-3 fatty acid that reduces inflammation and is associated with a reduced risk of heart disease and diabetes. And then there's tea, green. I'm sipping on tea now. I'm enjoying the tea, but I need some coffee. Tea, or wine, too early for wine, huh? Tea, it depends on what part of the world I'm in, right? Tea, green, black, white teas contain free radical fighting attachins, which have been associated with reduced muscle inflammation and a speedier recovery after exercise. I'm sipping some of my tea because I do have dry mouth. That's one reason why I've been getting tongue-tied with my southern accent. Chronic inflammation is the result of a diet high in sugar, trans fats, and various toxins. As I sip my, I think my green, my sister shared this tea with me because, you know, I don't know, some of you all know I'm trying to get over, a cold was trying to overcome me, but I believe I beat it. I hope so. So I hadn't had a cold in a while. And so I had been, I drink green tea or, you know, good regular hot tea, sweet tea. and my sister shared some, provided me with some tea bags, and I think it's like green ginger tea, which I know ginger is pretty cool. So I'm sipping some tea, green ginger tea. And I don't know how much, I'm looking at the time. Time should be, and as I'm touching the screen, my screen almost, my screen vanished on me, so it should be coming back. Let me pull my studio back up. But I really would like to talk, I hope I have time to talk about labels, reading labels. But the second chapter is entitled, we have still have 23 minutes, so you have time to call if you would like to. It's all about whole foods. And I'm pretty much, the show has been, I'm rebranded, so I'm reintroducing the show since we had so much time off. So definitely rebranding and reintroducing the show to those of you that have been with the Culture Shock Entertainment Report since March 21st, 2011, to the newbies. And thankfully, many past guests are looking forward to returning and guest co-hosts. And also looking forward to new friends, our friends that have been thinking for years about coming on the show, from everyday business people to some of my favorite celebrities. So looking forward. I mean, we really have some surprises in store. And, you know, every show has been awesome. Always a learning experience. That's what I love about hosting and producing Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here at blogtalkradio.com. But next, the chapter two is entitled, it's all about whole foods. The easiest way to clean up your diet is to eat fresh whole foods. Kate Taylor, author of food blog Cookie and Kate, and the cookbook Love Real Food tells you how to get the most out of real ingredients, and her dog is Cookie. So I'm just going to skim through. She mentions cook with helpful ingredients that makes that. Let me repeat that. Cook with helpful ingredients that make you feel good. So you know the helpful favorite ingredients that make you feel good. So cook with your favorite healthy ingredients. Bottom line, she also shares, fill up on real food. They won't leave you feeling that like that in a few hours. You know the feeling. I get that feeling all the time. I really should. An excerpt from her talk is, we're in trouble and overwhelmed by the conflicting health claims and weight loss advice out there. Butter's bad, eat margarine instead. I was fought years later by put down the margarine, it would kill you. As a society, we've been programmed to think of foods as good or bad, which bums me out. This polar mentality is entirely unhelpful. It's why our best intentions are often derailed after such one French fry. We've been eating for fuel since the dawn of humanity, but we only started counting calories when Wilbur Olin Atwater invented the kilometer. about 125 years ago. If counting calories is the solution, wouldn't we all be thinner by now? Why are we making it so complicated when it doesn't need to be? And she states, I love real food, and you are not alone. highly processed food is not really food. I know it's not real food because of how I feel afterwards. My stomach is unhappy, I feel jittery, and it is lunchtime, and is it lunchtime yet? I'm hungry already. Real food, when prepared well, can both delight the senses and nourish the body. Food can be delicious, nutritious, and approachable, and affordable all at once. And see, that's what I talked about early in the show. And I spread the word with each of my recipes. That's what she states. So, love real food. So that's cool. Great. We do have time to talk about food guidelines. Whole food guidelines. Real foods have been around for ages, and nutrition is a new complex science. We're learning more about the benefits of whole foods every day, and I suspect that we will someday look back at nutrition labels as primitive indicators of their contents. Regardless, research is showing that food can really, my eyes, regardless, research is showing that food really can be the best preventive medicine, and the beauty in following a whole foods approach to eating is that you don't need to keep up with the latest research to know that you're eating well. Here are my basic suggested guidelines for following a whole foods focused diet. They're rooted in science and backed up by my personal experiences. So this is what she shares. Pick organic strawberries to avoid harmful chemicals. I love strawberries, period. Organic, amazing. While it's true that some whole foods might offer more nutritional bang for the buck, let the seasons and your appetite guide your decisions. By filling up on a variety of whole foods, you'll likely meet your nutritional needs with minimal effort. Now, my friend Samira Muhammad, she is a vegetarian, and she owns two restaurants, one here in Jackson, historic area of Georgetown. You all have heard me talk about her because I celebrated my birthday at one of her restaurants probably in, like, 2013. That picture with me in the purple suit, my eyes, there's still the profile. I've been trying to update it. I was at her restaurant on my birthday. That's where that picture comes from. But Samira also has a restaurant inside the Medical Mall here in Jackson also. And her foods are very, very healthy. And one thing that she stresses to me also is that, you know, sometimes people can't get organic food. But it's in the importance of why. I'm going to continue sharing this information. But the importance is cleaning, washing your fruits and vegetables properly. If you don't go to the health food store, if you don't go to, like here in Jackson, it's Rainbow. When I'm in Dallas, I have a favorite store on Coet Road. But one thing that Samira stresses is, because sometimes you might say, well, I can't get organic, so I'm not eating at all. No, don't let that be the case. I mean, when you shop for your produce and your fruits and so on, just clean them, wash them properly. I mean, that's something that Samira shared with me. You know, if the organic is too expensive for certain people, or certain people don't want to spend a certain amount of money for organic, or if it's not available to you, then the vegetables and the fruit that you do buy, make sure you properly wash them so you can get, you know, the pesticides and everything off of them. And they're nutritious also, you know. But let me go back to this. By filling up with a variety of whole foods, you'll likely meet your nutritional needs with minimum effort. Choose organic when possible to avoid modern chemicals that don't belong in our bodies. Fertilizers, pesticides, antibiotics, hormones, waxes, and other bad guys. Choose local when you can, too. Generally, the fresher the product, the more vitamins and minerals it has to offer. Buying local is also a great way to support your community and minimize your environmental footprint. Then there's, these days, even basics like bread are often composed of a long list of unrecognizable ingredients. While you're at the grocery store, take a quick glance at ingredient lists. For example, basic bread products should have around 5 familiar ingredients, not 25. Moderation is key. Some ice cream, like me, go ahead, have some. If you feel compelled to eat an entire cart of ice cream, though maybe now is the time to address the source of your stress. Exactly. Trust me, I've been there and never found answers to my problems at the bottom of a carton. So true, but it feels so good. Chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream makes me so happy. No joke, I'm not kidding you. Above all, pay attention to how different foods make you feel. Great meals should leave you feeling great afterwards. If you feel like you've been run over by a bus after you eat, you might find that option less tempting. The next time it comes around, maybe you'll fully embrace the everything in moderation approach. And that's how I finally got the weight to melt off. Number one, prayer. You know, those of you that believe in prayer. Prayer and really focusing on moderation, and also times that I should not be eating. I should not be eating a big meal at 2 a.m. in the morning. So moderation and knowing, but then it depends on your work schedule or your life schedule or your, you know, your life-work balance. It depends on all of that. So you know your life, so really evaluate your life and your lifestyle, you know, regarding your eating, but we all know we should eat in moderation with snacks. You know, we deserve healthy snacks, right? And sometimes that guilty pleasure healthy snack, like a scoop of ice cream or a carton of ice cream. No, not a carton, right? It goes on to say maybe you embrace the everything in moderation approach or find good reason to omit a certain food or foods. Either way. And you know, I want my tummy flat and abs. I want to be the female version of Adonis. But you know, I mean, I need to eliminate some things, right? And focus on that. But maybe and check out me. Speaking of Adonis, check out all the LeBaire guys. Check them out: Caesar LeBaire, Adonis, Crowd Pleaser. That's Caesar LeBaire's. And then these guys are fitness gurus, too, so they're important guys to network with because they will help. They do interact and help people live healthier lives. And also, they live healthy lives and stay in the gym because they are male entertainers and actors and so on. But at the same time, they like to promote you. You should have fun. Yeah, be healthy, be fit, but you can also have fun with it also. But it goes on to say maybe you've fully embraced the everything in moderation approach or find good reason to omit a certain food or foods. Either way, you have my full support. As your taste buds get acquainted with more nutritious foods, your cravings will likely become better indicators of the nutrients your body needs. That has been my experience. That is why I only share recipes that make me feel good and taste amazing. And that's one reason why it's been so important with me to perfect my mother's recipes. Her recipes, are healthy. They're health conscious, you know, Southern recipes. The food, the dishes that she raised us on, and when I do like cook one of her meals, she like it to taste like she have cooked it. And to be honest, that's what my mom always believed in, and many of your parents or whoever raised you, or whoever provided for you. Many of you probably know what I'm talking about. Now, some people just don't like vegetables. Some people just don't like meat. Some people just don't like fruit. But it's important to have a well-balanced diet, included with snacks and all that. Cooking tips and flavor boosters. It is important to understand some cooking fundamentals in order to eat, to get amazing results. Every time. Some of them are especially important when it comes to working with whole foods, such as fresh produce, which is inevitably various in size and flavor. Here are tips that will help you become a better cook. Speaking of that, ta-da, use high-quality ingredients and store them properly. And he states that, the article states that, I'm not just talking about fresh produce, cooking oils and any product that contains naturally occurring oils, whole grains and whole grain flours, nuts and nut butters, seeds and spices. And I know on Instagram I am networking with some amazing companies around the world. I'm amazed at the companies that I have been networking with, the food companies. And there are a couple companies that I've been networking with that, you know, produce, you know, cooking oils. And I'm definitely going to interact with these companies more. I hope maybe you're listening to the show, but definitely invite you on because that's very important. Cooking oils and any product that contains naturally occurring oils, whole grains, whole grain flours, nuts, nut butters, seeds, and spices, can go rancid. Once they have gone rancid, they will introduce our flavors or aromas to your food. Another downside is that the rancid ingredients lose some of their nutritional merits. Exactly. Oxygen, light, heat, and time are the four culprits that make good oils go bad. Oxygen, light, heat, and time are the four culprits that make good foods go bad. So proper storage is key to preserving. I've always known that just from, you know, living around and being around good food, but also working at a high-end restaurant at a four-star casino taught me a lot. Also, working with management, working with awesome staff, having to deal with health officials coming in, that taught me a lot. Also, even though I worked in front of the house as a hostess, I was a part of like prep and as a team, we always had to be prepared for health officials and being a high end a high end restaurant, but that served burgers and salads and so on. It was important. All restaurants though is important. One reason why I love to watch Restaurant Impossible and Bar Rescue. Because it's just amazing the work that John Taffer does on Bar Rescue. Oh, my God. You know, so proper storage. And that's one thing that John Taffer, if you love that show, Bar Rescue, like I do, I mean, storage is so important. People can get sick. You know, if the smallest thing is not stored properly. You know, and I found out, you know, from almost a year working at a four-star casino at a restaurant, the importance too, and how health officials. But I have family members I've grown up around, you know, entrepreneurs and restaurants and stores and so on. So I know how it is when you're getting ready, or a health official might surprise you, or so on. You know, my mother had an at-home daycare. A private daycare from the mid early 80s to 2005, and there's certain guidelines and certain menus that my mother had to and I assisted my mother to pass certain guidelines. So proper storage is important. I mean, and you got to think about your health, your family health, and those that are in the restaurant business. That sometimes you probably wonder why they are so. You know, like, you know, if it's a mom-and-pop restaurant to a chain restaurant, I mean, storage is so important. So proper storage is key to preserving the quality of your ingredients. Store all containing foods in the appropriate sizes of airtight containers in a dark, cool place, like a cupboard or the refrigerator. Sniff your ingredients to make sure they don't smell funny before you add them to a recipe because they can ruin the whole thing. Have you ever tasted a bit? Bitter whole wheat baked good. That's because the flour was rancid. Toast nuts and seeds. Sometimes toasted nuts or seeds are the favorite element that sends the recipe over the top. And then they talk about I'm just going to go through some of the things that are very important. So it's important to make sure your nuts and seeds are proper. Caramelized veggies. Caramelization is what happens when natural sugars concentrate along the edges of sautéed and roasted vegetables, turning them golden brown and extra delicious. I love to sauté my vegetables, and I love stir-fry dishes. So there's a whole area regarding that. Then also there's a tip to try and to squeeze some lemon juice also to add flavor. And then there's use fresh herbs liberally. Fresh herbs such as cilantro, parsley, basil, and mint offer loads of fresh flavor and some extra vitamins too. To improvise with fresh herbs, just try a bite of your completed recipe with a small piece of torn fresh herb on top. That is weird. My one of my neighbors, I love spaghetti. Spaghetti is one of my favorites. I can cook some mean spaghetti. My mother has always cooked mean spaghetti. My sister's boyfriend, he cooks an awesome spaghetti. But my neighbor, whenever she would share her spaghetti with me, it always was something different. Like, oh, my God, I love the spaghetti. Oh, would you cook the spaghetti for me? I would get the ingredients. Please cook the spaghetti for me. And her secret, honestly, no joke. She had a like really good secret sauce, but guess what what flavor I was freaking out over? Bay leaves. Oh my gosh, she would put leaves, she would herb it up, and I was just, oh my God, I just fell in love with that flavor. It just changed the whole. My whole perspective of spaghetti. It's so delicious. And she did share the recipe with me and said, well, for now on, you cook it yourself. But I haven't cooked it that way recently. And it's so weird that I'm sharing this article because just a couple of days ago, I thought, I need to cook Barbara's the neighbor. I'm like, I need to cook some spaghetti the way Barbara cooks it, you know, because it's so good. But to improvise with fresh herbs, just try a bite of your completed recipe with a small piece of torn fresh herb on top. If it's good, add more. If you like to tend your own herb garden, try growing mint, basil, oregano, and or rosemary. And the author of this article said, I've had the best luck with those. Then the tip is to easily prolong the life of a store-bought bunch of fresh herbs. Remove the rubber band at the base, which is where the leaves start going bad. Then wrap the bunch loosely in a half sheet of paper towel before placing it back into the bag, or better yet, in a sealed plastic storage bag. Store the bags on top of all the other veggies in your vegetable drawer so they don't get squished. I just seen that tip. I don't think it was Dr. Oz. Oh, man. But it goes on about how not to be, you can be afraid of salt. And, you know, and I'm not a salt fan. I love pepper. But my pork chop, I sprinkled a little salt in that last night, and it really tastes very well. And also she goes on to say, love Kate. Catherine Taylor's her name, and her book is Love Real Food. And I have about 90 seconds. Tinker with final seasonings as necessary. Natural ingredients can vary significantly in flavor. So remember to eat fresh whole foods regularly and you'll crave less processed junk. So it goes on. The third chapter is entitled Your Guide to Reading Labels. The fourth chapter is called Keeping Clean in the Real World. And the fifth chapter is Delicious and Flavorful Recipes. So it is a cute little book because I know some people don't like big books, and this is like a little book, and it has many recipes in it and great advice like I just shared with you. Chapter 6, the 10-minute solution. And then also people share their testimonies in the back of the book regarding how their life changed just by eating clean. You know, eating more vegetables and fruits, and there are exercise tips in the back. And the postscript is about superfoods. And because I bought this book a couple months ago, And so in the back it says summer superfood. So there might be a version out for the fall and winter. But thank you so much, because this is pretty much just eating clean, one-on-one. Looking forward to more talk and for you guys to call in and chat in the chat room also. Remember the number is 646-787-1578. And thank you for connecting with me in person and throughout social media. And also, there's a lot of hot topics to talk about. We definitely will talk about it on the next show. We have a couple shows that are focusing on the profile of some of my favorite people, and I'm sure some of yours. We have profiles coming up on Hugh Hefner and Ryan Seacrest and, of course, James Franco and more. I'm thinking about profiling, like, some of our favorite shows, too. And there's a lot. So thank you for your suggestions also. So we'll be talking, and there are shows scheduled, so just check out the schedule, and also don't hesitate to communicate with me like you do, and I thank you, and really do love you for your support and appreciate you, and thank you for appreciating me also. It's amazing. You know, we need each other in this world. It's a lot going on, but it's amazing how love always wins, right? Right, so, and here in Jackson, you know, there's a school that would be, here in the state of Mississippi, there's a school that would be named, that's changed its name from Jefferson Davidson to after Obama, after President number 44, so isn't that good news? That's some good news, and it's been on the news, so I just wanted to make that shout out. Other hot topics, other things I need to update you guys on, but definitely wanted to get this in, and just sending love and prayers out to everybody. Like Tupac always saying, keep your head up. So let's encourage each other to keep our heads up. Much love, and thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here at blogtalkradio.com. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And so remember to connect with me through our email, cultureshockinc_Beth, K-U-L-T-R-E-S-H-O-K, _Beth@yahoo.com, and throughout social media on Twitter, IG, Facebook. I'm Snapchat now, Culture Shock Inc. Blog, BethEntrepreneur.tumblr.com. Instagram, I'm Beth Entrepreneur. LinkedIn, I love networking on LinkedIn. I do. I know LinkedIn.com/IN/ Beth C. Wills Entrepreneur. But, you know, constantly shocking you. You have been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Love you. God bless.